Well, good evening. Good evening and welcome to everyone. I'm George Look, president of the Mid-Coast Forum on Foreign Relations, which is sponsoring this evening's Silk Road Trio concert. This is the third and final event of a series of this year that the forum has conducted on focused on soft power. I hope you had a chance to attend one of the other events where we talked a lot about the wide range of activities, including cultural events involved in soft power. But in a nutshell, soft power is the ability to influence other nations, other peoples, without coercion or payment. Soft power is a key element of foreign relations, but an aspect that we sometimes ignore or give short shrift. Silk Road has been promoting, has been practicing soft power through its multicultural musical program since its founding over 25 years ago. This evening's program will begin with an introduction to the musicians who will be performing this evening and a short conversation between them and Ben Hartley, the executive director of Silk Road, on the purpose and impact of the Silk Road organization. The conversation will be moderated by Silk Road Director for Strategic Partnerships and Impacts, Alicia Reese. The Mid-Coast Forum is a volunteer organization, and I couldn't leave the stage without thanking some of the many volunteers who made this event possible. A special thanks goes to Kathy Landau Painter, who led the team organizing this event, but who unfortunately can't be with us tonight because of a recent car accident, and to Jane Strauss, who has stepped in for Kathy and has done a fantastic job of bringing us to the finish line. I'd also like to thank Tom DeMarco, Joe Dondas, Jeannie Murphy, and Karen Look for all the work they have contributed to the effort. Finally, I'd like to thank Cindy and John Reed for first putting us in touch with Silk Road and for their continued help in organizing this effort. But no one ever comes to these events to listen to me, so Alicia, if you could get us started.
Good evening, good evening. I am Alicia Reese, the Director of Strategic Partnerships and Impact at Silk Road, and it is truly my pleasure to be here with you this evening as we close out the Mid-Coast Forum on Foreign Relations Soft Power series. Tonight, I am joined by an incredible panel of experts in the arts and culture field, including Silk Road's Executive Director, Ben Hartley. Ben came to Silk Road 2.5 years ago with over 2 decades of experience working in the arts and culture sector. Ben has an incredibly deep understanding of the power of the arts to create empathy, foster understanding, and inspire change. Alongside him are three brilliantly talented Silk Road Ensemble musicians. Yes, I'm talking about you. We have Mike Block, Mike is a pioneering multi-style cellist, singer, composer, and educator, acclaimed by the New York Times for his vital, rich-hued solo playing, which you'll hear tonight. Mike is also the innovator of the Block Strap, which you'll get to see in action shortly. Next to Mike, we have Bala Kiyate. Bala is a balafone virtuoso and National Endowment for the Arts National Heritage Fellow. Bala's family lineage goes back over 800 years. And as a Jeli, Bala keeps alive and celebrates the history of the Mandi people of Mali, Guinea, and other West African countries through oral history and music. And next to Bala, we have Edward Perez. Edward is a Grammy Award-winning bassist, composer, and educator whose musical influences include Latin, jazz, and traditional styles from Peru, Colombia, Brazil, and other parts of South America. And as if being a musician just wasn't great enough, Edward also has a degree in math from a small university you may have heard of, Harvard, which he earned while cutting his teeth in the local jazz clubs in Boston. So needless to say, we have an incredible evening of music planned for you. But before we jump into the music, we wanted to close out this Soft Power series with some context from a musical perspective. And so I'll start just a brief discussion with each of the musicians and Ben, and starting with Ben. So since Silk Road's inception 25 years ago, Silk Road has often been described as a form of cultural diplomacy or soft power, using music and collaboration to build understanding across borders. Ben, can you tell us a little bit about Silk Road and talk about its role in the soft power space today, especially at a time when global divisions can feel so pronounced?
Before I start, the only person who hasn't been thanked is Alicia Reese. who is a brilliant strategist and cultural ambassador for Silk Road. It's a great pleasure to work with you always. Thank you for hosting us here in the conversation. In 1998, Yo-Yo Ma, the international cellist, world-renowned, had a problem. He had a problem and he was concerned. He was concerned that despite travel, despite technology, the world was going through change, and not all of it good. There was conflict in Congo, there was unrest in the Balkans. A small company that would change the way we argue at Thanksgiving tables, Google, was just being developed. He was also probably not concerned, but just for cultural context, it was also the year that a young intern called Monica was tripping through the White House, and Britney Spears, the poet laureate of her day, released Baby One More Time that sold 25 million copies. I can guarantee you Yo-Yo was not worried about that, but he was worried about the state of the world. And so he wanted to bring together the people that he thought could solve some of the problems of the world. People who dealt with ambiguity daily, who were creative, who were comfortable with risk. He turned to the cultural strategists known as musicians. He turned to them because they had an open mind on how the world could change. He brought together musicians from Iran, from Syria, from India, from the United States, from all over the world. Even he brought them together. These were musicians, some of whom had trained at major conservatoriums, some of whom had learnt musical instruments at the feet of their masters. Some of them could read music, some of them could not. And yet they were all masters of their instruments. And he brought them together in Tanglewood and he asked them one question: what happens when strangers meet? That idea of what happens when strangers meet is what has driven Silk Road for 25 plus years. That idea of when we meet, when we bring people together from different parts of the world, different cultures, different contexts, what is it that they can create together? And in Silk Road, we create what we believe is a new language, a language built around radical collaboration, the idea that you and I can come into a room with different backgrounds and leave sharing something together. It's a language around cross-cultural exchange. It's a language around learning. And it's a language around redefining our understanding of the world around us. 25 plus years later, we're now artistically led by Rhiannon Giddens. We perform in large concert spaces. We perform in community spaces. We perform in prisons. We perform in parks and train stations, but all with the idea that culture and the ability of culture and different cultures to come together to tell different stories is incredibly powerful. We look through history at people like Louis Armstrong, who performed throughout 60 countries in the world, who brought his form of soft power, his form of the American vision to others around the world. We look to Voice of America, recently defunded. We look to the Fulbright Foundation, all of these organizations that truly believe that it's better to engage through soft power, through the ideas that we share, than use hard force. We obviously at Silk Road believe firmly in soft power and the power of music to bring people together. 25 years ago, as I said, we started with the question, what happens when strangers meet? We now ask the question, what happens when the strangers are no longer strangers? We actually know each other and we can sing each other's songs. That is the power of soft power. And I'll end my introduction of Silk Road with the Mike Block, the gentleman at the end there, who a number of years ago, over a decade ago, was asked by Yo-Yo Ma to develop something that is called the Global Musician Workshop, and Mike will tell you more about it. But the short version is, it's a wonderful annual program where we bring together musicians from around the world, participants from over 30 countries to create, to take risk. But I want to tell you about one musician, Harold Fretwalker. Harold is from Sierra Leone. He learned to play the guitar on a piece of cardboard. He couldn't afford a guitar. The average monthly salary in Sierra Leone is $70. He couldn't afford a guitar, but he could find a scrap of cardboard. He then fashioned it out to be the neck of a guitar. He learned to play the guitar on this piece of cardboard. Then he was given a guitar, and then through some series of events, he learned to play that guitar beautifully, and then ultimately sent in an audition tape to Mike, to the people at Global Musicians Workshop. He was then accepted into the program through support in Sierra Leone, where he participated in a week, where he met people from Iran, he met people from China. He had an incredible musical experience. He then, every summer now, goes back to Sierra Leone to teach that same methodology of bringing people together through music, through different cultures, different approaches. Now Harold, through also a series of events helped by Silk Road and others, is on a full scholarship at Berklee College and has brought his music playing and his approach to global music and his approach of soft power to influence his community. And so I truly believe that what we do, what musicians do, what artists do, what we all do in the world of soft power is incredibly important. And I'm very happy to be here tonight. These musicians are incredible, and Mike, Edward, and Bala are all faculty for the Global Musicians Workshop, and in fact, Mike has also led the founding of the program in Hangzhou, China, which we are there as well. So that's the introduction. I'll pass it back to Alicia. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ben. So, of course, we're going to invite the talented musicians of the Silk Road Ensemble into the conversation. Each musician will talk a little bit more during tonight's performance about the music that you're going to hear. So we'll save that part for when they're playing. The arts are a critical tenet of soft power, and its impact is truly immeasurable. But I'm going to ask each of you to do the unthinkable. If you could reduce your entire artistic lives to one moment where you felt your art, your music, your work had the greatest impact, what would that moment be? Mike, slight light. Simple question for
today. I was really hoping not to go first. Good evening. My name is Mike Block, and as Ben mentioned, I've been involved with this Global Musician Workshop program, and it's been a life-changing experience for myself. You know, everybody's from somewhere, and Bala's from Mali, and Edward's from the southern border of Texas near Mexico. I come from Kansas. Thank you, Mom. Not much happens in Kansas, and so music has always been my way to connect with people and to connect with the world outside of what I knew. And so Global Musician Workshop has changed my life, getting to connect with musicians from truly across the world. But seeing, you know, it's this combination, like through music we learn about the world, but by putting ourselves in new situations with new people, we learn about ourselves too. And so I'm a firm believer that, you know, we can access different parts of ourselves you know, in different types of relationships with different people and with different kinds of music, we can access different parts of ourselves. And that's the experience we're trying to offer these participants. So even a musician from Iran or a musician from Sierra Leone or a musician from Kansas can all be placed outside of their comfort zone and learn something new about themselves while engaging with the world around them. And I think that is such a beautiful thing to see year after year. And I think one of my favorite stories that I saw kind of unfold in real time, it just kind of shows, you know, with soft power, the things that are possible on stage, the things that are possible with music are not always possible off stage. And we had, you know, we've had participants from Russia and Ukraine participating simultaneously. We've had participants from Arabic countries and Israel playing in bands together. And there was one particular dynamic I watched unfold after a couple of years where, you know, without naming names, there was a musician from Lebanon who was not feeling comfortable in a position because of their political, you know, connections in Lebanon to be seen performing with a musician from Israel. And I was told ahead of time to not put them in a group and to not allow pictures of them to be taken together. And that was year one. Year two, through the crucible of an intense week of music and casual conversations over meals, I saw this same Lebanese musician lead a public sing-along in Jordan Hall in Boston for the Israeli musician's birthday. From that was like 12 months after the original meeting. And so like these connections that music creates are real, and the experiences that they can manifest are truly not always possible otherwise. And so that I'm a big believer in music as a bridge that can help us feel connected to the world around us.
Beautiful, beautiful. Bala, what was your one moment that had the greatest impact?
Oh, wow, okay. So, are you guys ready? I guess I'm gonna be talking for the rest of the night. I'm just kidding. Well, first, I would say, from my experience, where I came from, Silk Road is a real impact. What I mean about that, the instrument I play, called balafon, here in America, in the Western world, when you mention balafon, not many people know what that look like or what it is. Everybody know by xylophone or vibraphone or marimba, right? But this instrument I'm playing here, been in my family for 800 years. I mean, it's been there for 1,000 years. Not the one I'm playing here, but the history of the instrument. So the original one been in my family for 800 years. And my belief, what I've been part of the Silk Road, none of those people, you know, million people haven't seen the balafon today because it's through Silk Road. Without that, they wouldn't even know what is that the balafon exists. So that was just really, you know, really great element for me that impact what I'm doing in the world today. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, but it does make sense to me. You know what I mean? Because what we do, what I'm doing here, not just entertaining people or performing for people, we recount the family history through the music. You see? So the music is having a really important role in our society. And I believe also the only thing we have today, positive, is only music can bring people together without fear. You know what I mean? Between us here, it doesn't matter if I don't need to be an American to play with an American. By the way, I just want to make sure, when I say I'm not American, I'm illegal, I have all the studies, so I'm letting them. So Mike don't need to be African to play with me, you know what I mean? So it's only the positive things we have today to bring the whole world together without fear is music. Is it because Silk Road, we have the ability to make that happen. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Of course, I do not know and will never know what single musical experience of mine has had the most impact. We put our music out there, and the beauty of it is we never know how it will be received, and most of the time we don't understand how it has been received. For me to understand that, I don't need to look any further than the very first night I performed in Japan and left the stage thinking that no one had really liked it due to kind of a lack of noisy applause, and only to realize a little later as someone very sheepishly walked up to me and told me in a very quiet voice that I was the best bass player they had heard in their whole life, that there's a cultural difference in terms of how enthusiasm for music is shown. So often as musicians, we don't know what impact our music is having. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to just give you a couple of little stories. One for me, not for others. One of my most meaningful musical experiences has been taking a day off in a tour in Europe, in Vienna, grabbing a bass and getting a friend to take me to the hospital where my cousin was. He had cerebral lymphoma, terminal illness, and I was able to go to his room and play a concert for him solo, and knowing that this would be the last concert that he'd ever hear. And, you know, for me, music has, that moment has all the elements that, you know, that we seek in music, the comfort, connection, the timeless. That's one of the things that I'll always go back to. Another, going back to the chaos of how our music is received and how we don't know and can't predict. When I was in my early 20s, I played with a jazz trio in Peru, and our side trip to Arequipa was postponed twice, once for an earthquake, once for a riot where the rioters broke the lights on the runway, and our plane couldn't land at night, and then it was postponed again because the airline that sponsored us kicked us off the flight because we weren't paying customers. but when we finally played the concert on a day that it wasn't announced, we didn't know who would be there. The upright bass that I was given to borrow from a local school was a half-size instrument that was in terrible shape. Most of the fingerboard had so many buzzes on it that it wasn't playable. There were only a few spots that I could actually play. We got up on stage with, feeling really frustrated when we started the concert. But the audience that showed up that night turned us around. And it turned out to be a really memorable performance, and one where the audience demanded one encore after another, after another, after another, and we were happy to oblige. And when it got to encore number 3 or 4, we weren't sure what to play next, and we were kind of looking at each other, and they started yelling, "El tema de locos," the crazy people tune. And we looked at each other and, you know, like, what are they talking about? And then we realized, okay, first of all, they want to hear again one of the tunes we already played, something that's never happened to me in my life before or since. They wanted a repeat of one of the tunes. And then we remembered that my friend had related to them. I hope I have these details straight. I believe the story that he told was about the great Billy Strayhorn, who wrote this tune. In the 1940s, he was suffering from tuberculosis, and he was hospitalized. And I believe at that time, it was interpreted as a mental disease, or could affect one's cognition. And he wrote this tune called Upper Manhattan Medical Group. And that was the tune they wanted to hear again, and they called it El Tema de Locos. Some of my great experiences there, this was when I was pretty young, led me to go live there for a couple of years. And then while there, I actually learned to play a style of music from the coast of Peru, Afro-Peruvian music. And when I moved back to New York, I actually still continue to play that music, and to this day, still play that music and still get to introduce audiences in the U.S. to that music, and also play that music for Peruvians who live in the U.S. and give them a dose of home, and also get that connection there.
So thank you, Ben, Edward, Bala, Mike, for just giving us a glimpse into the impact and the power of the work that you do every single day. Thank you so much to George, Karen, Kathy, Tom, Jane, and Jeannie, and the rest of the team at the forum for having us here tonight. Thank you to the amazing team at Camden Opera House, Dave, Carl, and Dagny. So incredible working with you. And a special thank you to John and Cynthia Reed for extending this invitation to us. And of course, thank you to every single one of you here this evening, bearing the brisk wind of a gorgeous New England evening to be here with us. So without further ado, I present to you Silk Road Trio featuring Mike Black, Bala Kiate, and Edward Perez.